Thursday talk around continues. Good morning, you. September 4th going on, and a little bit of sunshine, 44 degrees. Trying to get myself in order here. Speaking of getting things in order, Mandy Steinberger in from Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
One of the most organized people I know. I'm always envious. Again, I know you deflect, so I'll say, I don't know how you do it, and then you're going to say, no, it's my staff. Okay, so now we get that out of the way right away. Okay, so now we're all caught up. But good to see you. I look forward to our monthly chats here.
It's great to see you too, Bill.
Yeah.
And it's not difficult to deflect to an amazing staff.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So.
All right. Well, and I said, what do you have on in September at the community center outside of everything?
So
does that cover it?
It you know, everything covers it.
All
yeah,
right.
I would say everything covers it. There really isn't a part of our community that we don't serve. So I mean, there's everything from our after school youth program, where everyone is welcome. Even youth under 10 are welcome if they have an adult with them. So we really do have, we have little Duplos and kid, like we have little kiddie station where like even the little toddlers, you know, enjoy, parents bringing their toddlers just for, to get them out and a free place to go. We have the Wi-Fi there, you know, and so it's free Wi-Fi. So it's nice for parents with littles too. And all the way up to our senior pool league that comes every Friday from noon to three. So it's,
yeah, you encompass a lot.
Yeah,
you really do.
We serve the community in every way we can. So
talk about family fun night. I'm excited.
Yes,
I'm excited.
I am going to make you wait on that, Bill. I'm going to make
all
you
right.
Wait. I want to wait. I want to wait to last.
All
on
right.
That
I'll
one.
Take a couple steps
all
back.
Right,
all right.
Right.
Save the best
save
for last.
Save for the best for last.
Well, okay. Well, then let's cover the usuals. What's going on in September?
So we open back up for school hours. So we're going to be open from 3 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. We're there for all of our events. We've got our Monday Madness tournaments, which every Monday we have this coming Monday, we have pool on September 8th, our pool tournament. On the second Monday, we're going to have our volleyball tournament September 15th. The third is our cornhole tournament, and that's on the 22nd. Now, everyone needs to be there by 4 p.m. to participate, so that they can get everything together and
remember
have the
that.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Yes, 4 p.m. And then our fourth Monday, we are not having a tournament because we have decided on doing a mini movie Monday.
Liking that.
So people love our movie days. But with the youngers have a harder time sitting.
Like that 5 second attention span,
really,
right?
So we were like, how do we continue? Because people come for it. How do we do that? How can we serve in a way that's going to do that? Well, we decided to do these the Shaun the Sheep series. And if you look it up, it's really popular. It's like a claymation.
Okay.
And it's following the sheep on a farm, and it's hilarious. And the whole gamut, there's all of the different characters, insanely highly rated for everyone that watches it. And it is becoming a family, like, just hit.
All right, so good entertainment.
So yes,
yep.
It's definitely, and it's for like all ages, and it's hilarious for any age. So we were like, this is easy. We can watch a couple of episodes of that. It's not something that they have to like actually sit and pay attention to for a long period
of
time.
But they're probably going to want to.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, when you have the episodes, so we're going to be doing episodes 1 and 2 of Shaun the Sheep on Monday, September 29th. So,
right.
And that's going to be from 3 to 5:30, and we're going to have our pizza again, $2 a slice, free popcorn, free treats, door prizes. Our Econo Foods is going to make they're going to be making those cookies up for Shaun the Sheep too. So
I can't wait to see what they come up with there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then, so that's what we got going on Monday, September 29th. And, now that we've gotten that, we've got our craft day, which we're going to be doing we're going to be doing our the string art again.
That was popular last time you did. You had a good response. Yeah.
Yes. So you like it is so fun because you can be as creative as you want to be with that string art. And so we're bringing that in on September 25th. And that is from 3 to 5:30. So come on September 25th and get some free lemonade and enjoy string art and with all ages there. And we'll look forward to seeing you. And then that is what we've got besides our family fun night.
All right. Well, we're getting to that.
We're working
our way up to it.
We're ready. We're ready for family fun night. So, and now with that, I am going to say a huge thank you to all of our sponsors. I'm also going to say we have a minimum of 15,000 to raise in order to be able to do what we do every year. And we have raised over 16,000.
Of course you have.
So anything that comes in
is
now,
gravy. That's gonna
it's gonna allow us to serve even more.
Absolutely.
And so that was the bare minimum. And we were actually thinking of increasing the minimum because of it costs are higher every year. So
right.
When we've had that 15,000 for a couple of years here, so it gets spread a little thinner every year.
Congratulations, though, on meeting and beating that goal.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I you know, every year I get nervous. Every year I get nervous.
Stop it. I know.
Because we have an amazing community.
The ship comes in, and this is the kind of stuff people around here like to get behind. So.
Right, because they do. They see what we're doing, and it's not difficult to get behind, you know, serving our youth, and me and my staff love what we do. We love serving. We love the events we put on. Every event that we do is free, and so that, you know, it's so awesome to be able to serve that way and see the community just rally behind that.
You got some passion behind this.
Well,
I love it.
I love what we do. I absolutely love what we do. So with that, Family Fun Night is going to be Tuesday, September 16th, and that's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. So what we've got is we have got food that's being donated by Econo Foods. We've got that's going to be hot dogs and chips. We've got Fastenal is going to be providing us the water. We've got Gate City Bank with the cookies.
Oh, yeah. And they're the best.
Those are good cookies. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a caricature artist that's coming in, Trevor Meyer, who is so talented. Yeah,
very talented. And just a great guy.
He is. He is solid.
Yeah.
He is absolutely solid. And we're very young. We went to school together not that long ago.
Nice.
he was a year ahead of me and he is a solid guy. And then I've got Piccadilly Face Paint Day, you know, with her talent, which is phenomenal as well.
Right.
And so we'll have the face painter, we'll have the caricature artist, we'll have indoor and outdoor games, we'll have the barrel trains coming back, we've got our house fire prop that the fire department's bringing, we've got the fire gear that the kids will be able to try on, we'll have the rock wall that the police department is bringing in. We are going to have over $1,000 worth of prizes.
All right.
Some of which KBMW is sponsoring.
Yeah, we got some All of America packages for contributing to the cause. And glad to do it.
Yes.
And they're a great cause. So.
Yes, so we are really grateful for that. We're very excited for that.
Good.
And so we've got $150 in Walmart gift cards for prizes as well. One $100, one $50. We've got over $150 in $150, $200 worth of coupons each for Subway and Taco John's. So they got behind us this year.
You got a lot of friends helping you out.
Dairy Queen, of course.
Yeah.
Like they're giving us coupons for that as well. So we'll have a new puppy package as well from Tractor Supply, and then we've got just
Just keeps coming in.
Just keeps, yeah. And anyone that wants to give prizes, any business, any individual that's like, I would love to do that, get a hold of me. Okay. You can reach me at on Facebook. You can just reach out to me by my text or call at 701-640-6829. We would love to accept whatever it is you have for prizes for this family-friendly event. And the prize registration tickets to register for the prizes are just $1.
All right.
A ticket.
Okay.
And so, reminder that this is a fundraiser. So when you come, be prepared to buy those prize registration tickets. And remember that what you're contributing is 100% goes to our youth program.
All right.
So.
Mandy, listen, I wish we had more time. I could talk to you all day. But great event coming up. We've got it on our promo sheets. I'm going to be blabbing about this here on the morning show right through the event. And wish you the best on this. I think you're going to have a great turnout. I'm going to see what I can do about getting you some really good weather.
Oh, that would be
okay.
Great.
Yeah. I don't have quite that much pull, but I'll see what I can do.
Right. All right. No, we'll take it.
All right. Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Always appreciate you and look forward to our conversation here in October. All right.
Sounds great.
All right. 921 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment.